There are so many pastimes of this Radha Kunda.
Today, by the mercy of the Lord, thirty days of parikrama have passed, and you have traveled to the 12 main forests of Vrindavan and the sub forests more than 12, and other forests also you could have darshan in these days. There, whatever pastimes of Bhagavan were performed in those places, those pastimes also you heard. Now you went to Khadirvan, Kokilvan,
Javat,
Kokilvan, Choti, Vadi Vethan, Choti Chakpadi,
Kothvan.
You had darshan of all these places and you came back. The pastimes of those places definitely must have been described. Today is the Sarala Pravishta, the most respectable Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Ramad Puri, disappearance day is today. On this very day,
he
went into the eternal pastimes. In Bengal, in the East Bengal, in some very nice, aristocratic, rich Brahmin family, he had taken birth. Right from his childhood, he had attraction towards dharma naturally. Staying in the home, he studied
and
he also completed his graduation. And after that, he was a very good writer. In some magazine also. In some editor. What was the name of the magazine? Earlier. He was an editor in some magazine. Publisher and editor he was. When
प्रभु पाद के कुछ भक्त लोग उनके गांव में गए.
Some of Prabhupada's disciples went in his village and he heard the glories of Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada, he was colored in the Prabhupada's color mood, and then he went to the mat and he took the shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet. Diksha and Shiksha he accepted from Prabhupada. Paramananda Brahmachari was the name given to him by Srila Prabhupada. And first of all, in he was appointed as the editor of Nadia Prakash, the magazine. Many days he worked like this, many years. And then monthly Gaudiya Patrika, the Gaudiya magazine, also he was participating in that, was contributing. Very soft person he was. Very gentle person. Prabhupada saw his qualification and he gave him the title Maha Upadeshak. Whenever he would speak some Harikatha or Kirtan, he would just close his eyes. He would never keep his eyes open. Having the darshan of Krishna, he used to speak who got up, who is sitting, who, what they are doing. He did not see all these things. Like this, in the times, till the time of Prabhupada, taking various positions, he served his Gurudev. And at the time of disappearance of Prabhupada, in Gaudiya Math, because there were some disturbances, which most of the qualified disciples, the exalted sannyasis, disciples of Prabhupada, they were bound to leave that place. He also left this place. In Chanchura, in our mat near my Gurudev, he came earlier. Maybe he took sannyas from this Uriya. From Vaikhanas Maharaj. The very one of the earlier disciples of Srila Prabhupada, very scholar in Sanskrit. He was a great astrologer also. He came in our mat. That time Guruji, he gave him the service to Gurudev. I was serving him to make him serve meals. When he used to go to take bath in the Ganga, then I used to take his uttariya and other clothes, and kamandalu I used to take. And when he used to come, I used to also take bath along with him and come back. One day, there was everything I had left but one lota from my past. Ashram was there with me. I was taking that. At the banks of Ganga, we were taking bath. And that pot, that lota, tide came and it just got lost in that tide. When I saw around that, it was not there, then Puri Maharaji started laughing. He said, "Very nice. That whatever you had left from your past ashram belongings, that also is gone." So like this, I used to stay with him sometime. After that, he Pujyapad Nikhila Pravisham Vishnabhad Sri Srimad Bhakti Dayat Vadav Maharaj Goswami Maharaj. Yes. He was in his station and used to preach all over, and then he used to again edit his magazine, in Chaitanya Vani magazine. Everything he used to write, publish it, everything he used to take care about this. And wherever he used to go, he used to travel with him. After that, after a few days, in Kalna, he established Mat. And then in Mayapur also, Gopinath Gaudiya Mat. In Vrindavan also, one Gopinath Gaudiya Mat he established. Very wonderful writer he was. In Jagannath Puri also. In Jagannath Puri, when I used to go, wherever he used to stay, maybe in Calcutta or Mayapur or Puri, I definitely used to go and see him. And what books I was writing, publishing, I used to give him. He used to say, you also should, when you publish, you give me also some of your books. And when he used to see these books that I used to publish, he used to be very happy. And, oh, in your Hindi language, you are publishing so many books. I give you my very, very special blessings. Very, he used to have a lot of respect for me. And whenever I used to take every book to his lotus hands whenever I used to publish. He used to be very happy when I used to give him. In the end moment, he used to not speak much. Then for his darshan, I went to Puri Mutt. He was just lying down, quiet. But I went. And I said, I am your servant, Narayan Maharaj. He opened his eyes and he became very happy. I spoke some words, although it was forbidden for him to speak much, but still he spoke a few words with me. And then I offered him my pranam to him. And after a few days, I think he left the body. He went into the eternal abode. Today, on this date of his disappearance, I pray at his lotus feet that on all of us, he may be merciful, so that we also can attain Shuddha Bhakti the way he was able to preach, and that same Guru Nishtha we also should have. He was very dear to my Guru Maharaj, our Param Gurudev. My Guru Maharaj used to have a lot of affection for him. Guru Maharaj, he was Vinod Da, the elder brother. And he always used to call him Vinod Da. Oh, Vinod, the elder brother. Sannyasi or whoever. They used to just call him Vinod Da, Vinod, the elder brother, like this. And Guru Maharaj is happy in his association. He used to consider him. Somebody used to call him Maharaj. No, nobody used to call him like this, Maharaj. Everybody used to call him Vinod, everybody. To my Guru Maharaj, everybody used to call him Vinod Da. Now also when somebody is speaking about him, Vinod Da. In Mayapur, Muslims or other old people who are left still alive, they call him, address him as Vinod Da. Then Puri Maharaj ji, Jai. Translation. Oh, sorry. I got you into. Where is Mother Priya Krishna Kripa? Even if they are, they will not speak. Even if they will be here. Malati is there. No, Malati is not. Huh? One more. Who was there? One more?
There we have definitely heard all the major, but all the sweet pastimes of Krishna that he performed in the different forests. Today we went to Kadiravan, Yavat, Kogilavan, Charan Bahari, Kavakoti Kalam, and then we returned here to Gidiraj. Today is the most worshipful day, the disappearance day of the Jivan of the Rins on Vishnu Pad, Sitsiman Bhakti Kumar Puri Maharaj. So he appeared in Bangladesh, and from birth he was naturally inclined towards religious activity. He appeared in a very religious Brahmin family, and even at young age he showed great proclivity in writing and was an editor even before he came to the monk. Some disciples of Jagat Guru Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were preaching around the area, and from there he heard the Guru glories of Sri Prabhupada. He went to the mat there and met Prabhupada and took shelter at the lotus feet. And some days after he took Diksha and Shiksha and joined the mat completely as a Brahmachari. And he was given the name Sri Pranamananda Brahmachari. Prabhupada put him in charge of the world's first daily spiritual newspaper, the Navya Prakash. And after some time, he was given the editorship of the monthly Pachika magazine. His behavior was very soft and gentle. And Shivakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur gave him the honorary title Mahama Upadayana, one who gives, who is qualified to give instruction. When he would speak Hari Katha, his eyes would be closed. That time he would be having the darshan of Krishna. Who would come and sit and who would get up and go? He has no idea. He would make completely the servants of his Gurudev. But after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, there was so much disturbance in the Gaudiya Mutt. Most of the main disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went here and there. Especially many came to our Padma Gurudev. That time he also, after taking sannyas from the very famous Raj Pandit, Sri Vaikanand Maharaj, he came to Chinchura Gaudiya Mutt. That time Sri Gurudev was there, as well as Padma Gurudev. So Guru said, I was given this chance by my Gurudev to serve him in terms of his eating, sleeping, drinking, all the washing his clothes, all those services I used to perform Gurudev. Especially if he would take baths every day in the Ganga, he would take, Gurudev said, I would take his cloth and his gamcha. Especially one day, Gurudev had brought from his former ashram one drinking loka. So Srila Purimaraj would always joke with him about that lota. That is your last fantasy. So when Gurudev went to take bath, he kept the lota on the bank of the Ganga. And when he came back, some way from the Ganga had taken away the lota. Several times, Srila Purimaraj always used to laugh. Oh, the Ganga took away your last fantasy. Very nice. So he stayed there for some days, some months, sorry. Then he went to Puja Path and deliver the message to the Bhakti Gaita Madhav Maharaj. And he preached with him. Especially he took responsibility for all publications of Srila Bhakti Gaita Madhav Maharaj, especially their monthly magazine, the Gaudiya Vani. He established Chaitanya Vani. He established three main Gaudiya Vani. One in Jagannath Puri, one in Mayapur, and one in Vrindavan. Gurudev said, no matter what I was doing, if I had the chance, I would always go for his darshan. And whenever I went, I used to give my Hindi books to him. One time Gurudev said that one time Srila Purimaraj was angry at Gurudev, and he cursed Srila Gurudev. You are useless. All you can do is write books. So Gurudev said that when he would give a book in the hand of Srila Purimaraj, he said, this is the result of your curse, Maharaj. So whenever he used to see those Hindi books, he used to become very, very pleased and would give special blessings to me. So whenever he told me, he was always very pleased. Especially in the last part of his pastime, when Guruji went there, his eyes were completely closed. So Guruji went in here. I am your servant, Narayan Maharaj has come. Then he became very happy. Even though the doctors were forbidding him to talk, and they had some long discussion, and Guruji asked some questions. And after that he closed his eyes and did not talk to anyone. And 2 or 3 days after he left on this very day, 1999. Therefore we pray that he may give us all blessings. Especially Gurudev said, I am requesting him to give me the blessings that I can preach this current of pure devotion everywhere. He was very, very affectionate. Padmaji and Srila Purimaraj had a very affectionate relationship. Therefore even after Padmaji's sannyas, then Sri Bhaktisrava Guru Maharaj would always call him Vinoda, means big brother Vinod. Therefore Guru said even the Muslims of Mayapur used to call him Vinod Babu. Therefore all of these godbrothers had such a sweet relationship with Bhakti, who were now part of Guru Maharaj.
He was more than 100 years when he left body. One time from ISKCON, leaders of ISKCON, they went to him and said, Narayan Maharaj, he is speaking topics of Madhur Rasa, preaching of Madhur Rasa. He is preaching 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why you should forget him. He is not like our parampara. He is outside of our parampara and preaching. Like Prabhupada, his Gurudev, and others were, he is preaching outside of all this. He said, you are committing an offense at his feet. He is the ornament of our sampradaya. He is very intelligent. He is very expert in our Siddhant, especially in Hindi region. He is preaching all this. You should have affection towards him. And why do you have such moods towards him? They became embarrassed and went back. I did not say, why did you say this? Don't translate this, what I did not say.
No. Thank you.
He spoke about this so that he cursed me. You are useless and you can only write books. He did not speak this, Gurudev. Why did he speak this? He did not curse me, he became happy, Gurudev. One more day, tolerate.
One of the main pillars of our Shivaji Vidyasa. He is one of the main pillars of our Sampradaya. He is very learned and most expert in our Siddhanta. Especially in preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in the Hindi speaking areas. Therefore, he has given so much affection to you. I cannot understand that why you are behaving him like this, and you are making no sense to these things. So just one certification.
Today we went first of all to Khadirvan. Krishna had chased Vatsasur. He mixed amongst the calves of Krishna, wanted to kill Krishna and Baladev. That time Krishna understood. The calves, when they would smell him, they would run away from him. You understand? And that he had killed this dog. So when he ran away, Krishna ran to catch him, then from there he chased him, Khadirna. He chased Khadirna. That's why the name became Khadirwan or Khadira. And there are many Khadis. This Katechu, what is used in the beetle, that was a forest of this tree. That's why also Khadirwan. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lokanath Das Goswami and Bhugarv Goswami. In a solitary place, they used to live near the Kund, near Krishna Kund, Kishori Kund, and used to perform his bhajan. Without begging, whatever he would collect, he would maintain his life somehow, day and night, only bhajan. Nearby, near his cottage was also, there is one very big field, it is known as Rasasthali. Krishna, with gopis, he performed his rasa there. After that, we came to Yavat. Yavat, that
Srimati Radhika ji ka aur unke sahayogiyon ka ye sasuraal
tha. This was Yavat was the in-laws' place of Radha and the gopis. They had to, Radharani had to get married to Krishna, but by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, got her married to Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu also was turned important. And his brother was Durval. Lalita got married to him. And Anang Manjari got married to him. And other gopis also got married in this village. All of them remaining there, they used to reside. And Vishwanu Maharaj, for his daughter, made a very wonderful palace, which is also known as Kandar Kunj, the palace. Very many pastimes of Radha and Krishna have been performed in this. I think they must have described. You must have described in those places. No need to repeat. Nice. So that place, it is the glory of our Sampradaya. Many Brajabasis, they have this belief
that
Radha and Krishna, Radha had got married to Krishna.
Abhimanyu,
she had got married to Abhimanyu. They don't agree to this. They understand that in Bhandirvat, Radha and Krishna got married. But they did not get married. It was just a Gandharva Viva. Ramaji, with the Ved Mantra, he just performed their Gandharva Viva marriage. If they would have got married, then she should have gone to her in-law's place. She never went to her husband's place. Why was she residing in Yavat then? If she got married to Krishna, she had 10 sons and one daughter from Satyavana and Rukmini others, and she also had some kids. But when in Bhandirvat, Gandharva Viva, when it was arranged, that time Krishna was a small child and so was Radhika. in the lap, Nanda Baba was taking Krishna to see the cows grazing. All around there became a thunderstorm, the clouds in the sky, lightning, and she saw a small baby girl. Radhika is coming and spreading out her hands. She took Krishna. So it's, their marriage is not possible in such early days. Lalita and others, they got married to Krishna. Never. None of them got married to Krishna. Lalita's husband's name was something else. Vishaka's husband's name is something else. Roop Manjari's husband is some other name. So this is from Parakeba, from Golok. To taste this Parakeba, he has come from Golok. If Radhika ji and the gopis, they are non-different from Krishna. If they are Krishna themselves, for they are manifested themselves as Radhika ji, and these gopis are kai view of Radhika ji. That is why, actually, from Tattva, actually they are his own. But because of Parthya Bhav, of nourishment of this dust, that's why all these gopis are not his wives in this Bhishmuri Goni present day, Yava. In other sampradayas, they go there, but they do not. They go, I don't know, they go there also or not. But our sampradaya, people definitely go there, and with faith they see this place. So you people, you went to Yavat, and Krishna, how he broke Radha's man, he begged for his man, and how Krishna, he got himself enclosed in a chest on the head of husband of Radhika. He loaded him till the home of Radhika. Subhasakha was sent, and Radhika ji, Radhika became Subhasakha, and she came out of the home. There are so many pastimes. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in Chamka Chandrika, he has described all these pastimes. And so many other pastimes also have been described. After that, you went to Kokil once. There are two ponds in Kokil. One where Krishna is singing kuhu kuhu, like the cuckoo bird. Radhika ji, along with her friends, taking her permission of Jatila, she sang this cuckoo bird, who is singing, I want to see what kind of this cuckoo bird is singing so sweetly. And she had a meeting last time with Krishna. Choti and Badi Vaishnava, these are the gopas meeting place. And for Krishna, they used to think various points, how to keep him safe. So many obstacles coming, so many troubles coming. And they used to discuss so many things there. Charan Pahari, grazing the cows, he played his flute, Krishna. All the stones melted. The footprints of camels, cows, deer, Sakha's footprints, Krishna's long, very long footprints are there. The stone melted, that's why a small foot also is visible as big, because he slipped. Nearby is Charan Kund, which is also known as Kheer Sagar. Earlier was very sweet water, nowadays everything is all salted. So like this, you visited all these places and you have come back. I think you are very tired. I think you had three places meals today. You had full, belly full, roti, jaggery, sabji, all these things, matcha. And from there, when you came, you reached Charan Pahari, Malpua, kheer,
Sabji, Chawal, Kadi. You again had belly full of all these things. Nothing when it remained, then again while coming back at Kosi, rice, dal, parmanna, puri, sabji. I don't think you will be able to eat in the evening now. Can you? Festival. So you are tired. I think let's stop today. Tomorrow is the closing day. 1 month or 4 months, especially this 1 month that we have followed this fasting, following of the this month, Kartika. Why did we keep this? To please Radhaji. And every day we were, Namadrashtakam, we were singing. And regarding Krishna and Radha and other songs also we were singing, prayers we were singing, and every day, there only evening and morning, we are hearing Krishna Katha, Paath Pravachan, we are having. Now, tomorrow, the Vrat will be complete, will be a Yajna, by sacrifice. Whatever things were not allowed, tomatoes, brinjal, and coffee and other vegetables. From tomorrow we will start eating all these things. But remember one thing. Whatever Guru Maharaj, the way Guru Maharaj used to follow all these fasting, at the time of Phagun Navadi Parikram. After that, in the Jeth or Ashad Ratha Yatra in June, July. And in Kartik, this Kartik Vrat. And going to Krishna's one of the dhams is to perform Parikram. I am also similarly calling all the devotees. I'm winding their clock within a gap of 3 months. I call them again. I want to make them expert in bhajan. I am arranging all these things so that you will not become weak. Always you should be absorbed in bhakti. Still some unfortunate people are not able to benefit from this. That is why whatever katha we have heard here, Krishna's qualities what we have described, that take them in the bag of your hearts and meditate on them. That what kathas have been spoken, they are present in the form of books. You should read them. Like this, perform your bhajan. All of you, please wait for Krishna's mercy. Those who haven't given anything pranami for Pandaji, I request them to give pranami. It is better if you will be able to give something. When the ending is good, everything is good. English.
Today we went to Kabiravanta. There one came and blessed to talk to him. He joined the group of other cows with the intention to kill Krishna. But smelling him, they ran over, the other cows would want to run away, and they were killed by Sri Krishna there. Kadir Bhan. Kadir Bhan. Kadir Bhan. Kadir Bhan.
What?
Also there.
Khadir means what? Khadir means to chase, push away, pull.
There is one big field which is extended as a place of Radha Krishna's Rasa Lila. Then we went to Yavat. Yavat is a very important place in our Sampradaya. Srimati Radhika and her friends are married there and live in the house of their father's in law. Sri Radha Krishna's marriage was ready to be fixed, but Yogamaya at the last moment arranged Radhika's marriage with Abhimanyu. And Ananga Manjari's marriage with Abhimanyu's brother, Dhurma. Yogamaya made Abhimanyu a eunuch. Therefore, Vishwamadha Maharaj built for his daughter a very large palace. And this place, Gala, is very important in our Sampradaya. Especially in Vrindavan, many good marks is considered as Radha and Krishna are married. They cannot accept or understand Radha's marriage with Abhimanyu. And in support of this, they give evidence of Radha Krishna's marriage at Mandirabad by Chandramukh Brahmaji. But really, this is not a marriage. This is only Karnataka marriage. Otherwise, if Radha and Krishna are married, why is Radhika staying in Yava? Why is she not staying with her husband in Nandagaon? Then why was her life would be in Satyabhama? Has she not had 10 children with Sri Krishna? Therefore, at the time of Gandharva marriage, both Radha Krishna were a small baby. Therefore, where is the question of marriage at such an age? When Sinanabala went cow grazing, being afraid of a storm, he saw a small Radhika and gave baby Krishna the hand in her hand. Therefore, where is the question of marriage? The Lisa Vishaka and the other Asasakis are also not married to Krishna. Their husbands are others. Therefore, Yogamaya arranges that the gopis are married with other gopis in order to nourish Bhakira or the unwedded fellow. There is no difference between the gopis and Krishna, and the gopis are simply bodily expansions of Srimati Radhika. Whether other Sampradayas go to Yap or not, which is what I cannot say, but it is definitely a major place for our Sampradaya. And we should try to see it with a proper vision. We should have probably heard how at Yavat Krishna came disguised as a yogi to beg the man of Radhika, and Radharani emptied her plate full of ingredients on Krishna's head. We heard how Madhusudan was filling a big box full of ornaments full to take to Radhika, and Krishna emptied out the ornaments and hid in that box, and Abhimanyu carried him to Radhika's room. Today we heard how sometimes Subhava comes inside and changes place with Radhika, but she may go outside to meet with Sri Krishna. These are all explained by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in book Chandrakala Chandrika. Then we went to Kokilavan. There are two big kuns there. The day Krishna used to call in the voice of a quail. Srimati Radhika asked Hukum and asked permission from the Kila Kutila. I want to go and see that astonishingly sweet singing cuckoo. Then she went out and met with Sri Krishna. We went to Baitan, where there is various assemblies of topics concerning Krishna. There, Chattopadhyay, Krishna played his flute, and the rocks melted in ecstasy, because the rocks were soft when Krishna stepped in them and put them in the beginning. There was when Krishna played the part of Sesh. At that time, that coin is now called Kiyasamudra. At that time, the water was very sweet, but now it is somewhat salty. Today, we ate food 3 times. Therefore, tonight, meal will not be necessary. Therefore, today is the final day of our 4 months of Chandramasya, or at least our 1 month of Kartik Vrata. For what reason are we maintaining these vratas? We are maintaining them for the pleasure of Radhika. For her happiness, we have chanted in a very structured manner different asakams, like Damodar asakam, etc. etc. And every day we have heard 2 lectures on Krishna Katha. Also, today, tomorrow, the appearance of eggplant and other forbidden foodstuffs. Therefore, like my Padma Gurudev, like our Padma Gurudev, he used to do every year 3 weeks parikrams in Navadvip, Dham, Jagannath Puri, the Dhamma Brahma Yatra, and its Kasi Rath. There were great steps following in his footsteps, I'm also trying to follow in the same manner. That everyone's mind should not be weak, their heart should not become overwhelmed by desire. They should come here and have their ancient wine, ancient wound up, like finish in and wind up the door. So we should keep all this Harikatha in our heart. And not only that, we should think and remember it. And we should also read the books of all this Harikatha so it remains fresh in our minds and we can be remain inclined towards bhajan. And today is, Govardhan Pandit, everyone knows that I've not given something, can try to give something. Some gave yesterday, but many have not given. They will all can give something for our Giri Hani Pandit.
Hare
Krishna. So, tomorrow is our last day. So, many people will leave India and go their own country. So we were going to say goodbye and to pronounce what we can do now. And tomorrow morning we will come in class. And there are some initiatives also. So initiatives will take place tomorrow 9 a.m. After that, we have to say we had everything. The request is devoted to the truth and request. Who I am meeting just now, I want to take Darshan of Gurudev. The request is there for all. They can do Pranam now. And tomorrow morning and we will come in class and do that. One more thing, as I have requested before, the devotees, a living country, so our devotee, Brahmacharya is going for mental retreat for Navadvip Parikrama. If we fear, if they donate their sleeping bags, plus life, and etc., we are helpful for teaching for devotees. One more thing, everybody wants us to go for darshan everywhere. But if you mention it would have helped, and allow there are so many devotees, maybe after this Krishna Mahal, for the name for you all, but if you achieve, you have to have a God that is. Hare Krishna.
Three passports are still with us. One is belonging to Madhuka from USA. One is for a Russian lady who knows Kalyani. And what is for the learning from the Sunday? Please pick up your passports, otherwise you will have to stay. Today, as you have heard, every day we are chanting the Mother Ashtaka of today, the wonderful on the break of time, you can take it with you to your country. Every day, you can decide and enjoy your beautiful commentary. Sri Sanatana Goswami, original commentary, not the Sri Guru Devi.
My son.
Today, for the session of Shri Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas,
like
the beautiful Father of the Seva
Bhushan,
Dr. Nikash and Blake, for your temples and looking at home. You have a big
car, you can see
God. Yeah. Let us have hope. Also, tomorrow there will be 4 buses leaving from here to Vrindavan at 2:30.
Yes, I'm serious.
So, leave your Dharma shower and everything tomorrow morning. You won't be able to stay there any longer.
Stop drinking.
This is a lunch time. After the Prasadam at lunchtime, 12 o'clock, buses will be waiting for no people to go to Jindal.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hey.
Hare Krishna.